Easter is coming up, as we all are well aware, but it's a good opportunity to let people know what's happening in the Devonport municipality as regards to rubbish collections and that when the waste transfer stations open and things like that as well.
Look, our guys are taking a couple of days off over the Easter break, so the transfer station will be closed tomorrow and Sunday, but open shorter hours every other day over Easter. So if you've got some rubbish to get to the tip, just check on our website for the hours. I think it's 10 till 4 each day that we're open.
So. Yeah, I think this time last year it was all shut, wasn't it, because we're in the middle of the pandemic.
There was not a lot going on this time last year, but that's happening this year, and also if you have your bins usually collected at home, say Mondays or Tuesdays, make sure you put it out the night before because our guys are usually up and about earlier on holidays.
Okay. Now, also the council chambers will be closing, but they're not open on Tuesday as well, so they take the bank holiday, yeah.
Yes. So they'll be having a few days off and back hard at work on Wednesday morning.
I've never quite understood bank holidays and what they mean and how they come up with them, but, some people have Tuesday off and others don't.
That's right.
Providore Place has a new business, Island State Brewing. I read about this in the paper the other day. It's good to have a new tenant there.
Yeah, look, it's adding to that lovely mix that we're getting there. So looking forward to that opportunity. People will be able to see the process and to try the craft beer directly from the vats, really. So it'll be a great mix. They'll be setting up over winter and be ready. I think it's early October they'll be opening for business, so looking forward to
that. So there's seven spots in Providore Place, and this means now there's six of them are filled?
That's right, yes. There's one small one still untenanted, but the others are certainly been filled, and looking forward to that mix really starting to work.
Yeah, it's been a while coming, hasn't it?
It has been a while coming. There's no secret about that, but it's starting to come together really well.
Yeah, I'm pleased to hear it. Speaking of the Providore Place, the Twilight Markets are back. I think you've had one or two already.
We had a couple before Christmas, and they went so well that we were really keen to continue that. And the advice we have is that a monthly market with a really good mix is going to be a really good option for us. So that'll be our starting point. And we've got someone who's going to be coordinating all of that. And the first one is Friday next week, so the 9th will be the first one. It'll be the second Friday of each month.
Okay, now you've got, as you say, you've got someone that's coordinating it. So you're looking for stallholders that may be interested in being part of the market.
Yeah, so get in touch with us through the Facebook page. There's the Providore Place Market Facebook page. Send a message and get in touch, and that'll be a good way to make contact and let us know what it is you have to offer.
It's a very easy email address as well, which is providoreplacemarket, all one word, at gmail.com. The Bass Strait Maritime Centre, it's got quite a collection of pieces, I guess, objects, a lot of photographs as well, as we do with the gallery, but they haven't been valued for a long time, so the council's decided to get them valued.
Yeah, look, it's important that we understand the value of the collection as a whole, but anything that within that might be particularly valuable for insurance purposes and so on, and most of those items have been donated over a period of probably about 40 years. And, of course, it was a voluntary organisation that ran the museum before that, and council have been running the Maritime Centre for quite some time, but we thought it was time that we got an outside person, expert, to come in and look at it all. So we're asking for quotes from experts in that field to value the collection for us.
Right. There wouldn't be too many of them around, I wouldn't think so.
You wouldn't think so, no.
So I think someone's suggested that it might be worth, north of $700,000.
Well, that was the last valuation.
Right, okay. Yep.
And that's some 17 years ago. So not only would the valuation have been changed, but we've certainly had additions to the collection in that period of time.
And it's important, as you say, for insurance, but, I mean, some of these items would be irreplaceable. So, it's hard to put a cost on them, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So it's important for us to get that expert opinion. And then I guess, like most art, that depends on who's looking at it. But we're certainly looking for some experts in that field to give us that advice.
But, I mean, art's only part of this collection. It's not like the gallery collection. There's all sorts of other...
There's some really important historical parts of Devonport's port history, our maritime history, but the history of Devonport as a city as well. So that's been added to it over a period of time. People have given, you know, their family's collections or boxes of memorabilia that perhaps a family member has passed away and left, and someone's sort of, you know, people sort of think, oh, this is too important to throw out. What will we do with it? So we're happy to have those part of our collection, but it'll be great for us to understand the value of them.
It is a fascinating collection. I love the models of the boats that they have, going right back to the Princess of Tasmania and those.
It always brings back memories, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Unfortunately, we're both old enough to remember the princess being on the run.
Thanks, Martin.
That was the very first roll-on, roll-off, wasn't it? Yeah. Speaking of birthdays and celebrations and getting old, the Devonport City is celebrating 40 years as a city. It was declared a city on the 21st of April, 1981. I remember reading about it in the paper as a little teenager. And it's obviously 40 years, and you're planning something, but can't say too much about it at this stage, but there's definitely something in the wind.
Yeah, look, it won't be a huge high profile like the launch of us being a city, which was we had invited Prince Charles was part of that.
That's
celebration,
right. Mm.
Huge celebration out at the Oval with many thousands of people in attendance. And, of course, we can't do that, but we are planning to have a cake and some cupcakes and some activities for children from 3 to 5 on the 21st. So it's the first day back at school for term 2. Hate to remind the children that that's already happening when they've only just started their holidays, but so it'll be their first day back at school. So we hope families will come down and help us celebrate from 3 to 5 on Wednesday.
That'll
the 21st.
That'll be in the Rook Street Mall.
In the mall.
Yeah, and it's a Wednesday too. I mean, it's the exact date.
Yes,
40,
it is the
40
date.
Years to the
yes.
day, so that's why you've got it in the middle of the week.
That's
Yes. Well, unfortunately, I'll be on air at that time, so I won't be able to enjoy a cupcake, but maybe you can keep one for me.
I'll see if I can save one for you.
Good on you, Annette. Thanks for coming in again, as always. I really appreciate it. Have a great Easter, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
You too. Thanks, Martin.